So welcome to your mid-week reminder for the lesson and practice of allowing everything to be as it is. You've probably noticed that it is a very challenging practice, and there's so many common questions that people have when they first hear about these teachings. One question that's very common that I'll address is, if we don't have preferences and aren't run by our desires and beliefs and opinions, then how do we function? Do we become a doormat? Do we become passive? And actually, surprisingly, the opposite is true. The peeling away of our conditioning, which we'll explore in a few days with the practice of non-attachment in our third lesson. But the peeling away of our old conditioning provides us with a clarity that is incredibly empowering. Clarity really is equal to power. If we're not clear, we're not empowered. And when we are clear, we are empowered. So this letting things be as they are is a very active practice, not a passive practice, and does not result in you being passive, but results in you abiding in the part of your consciousness that remains clear and that can consciously choose an appropriate response. It's very odd at first to practice allowing, but it doesn't take long until we begin to realize that reality always wins, whether we're accepting or resisting. So the resistance, in a way, is a waste of energy, isn't it? We can accept and then move forward. I like the example of someone who is an alcoholic, and until they accept the reality of that disease, they can't do anything about it. As long as they're in resistance or denial, no action can be taken. These practices initially sound very odd to the mind and the way it's conditioned. It is only really through employing the practices that you begin to get a glimpse of what's available in the deeper part of our consciousness. So don't busy yourself with resisting. Just be the watcher, allowing everything to be as it is. It will give you much more peace than resistance gives us. So happy practice. I so look forward to the next lesson, one of the keys of living in the flow of life. Happy practice.